Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this video, I'm going to share some deep thoughts about what it takes to really create an extraordinary kind of life. A kind of life that you might dream about, the kind of life that you would think is transformational for you, but the kind of life that you might also really doubt whether is possible for you in reality. I want to talk about how to really make it happen. Hey, okay, welcome back. So let's talk about how to go about creating an extraordinary life. Before we do though, I want to talk about a little anecdote that I remember hearing a long, long time ago as a kid. And it went something like this. There was an old village out near a forest. So this is an old-timey type of village. And in this village, you know, they had shopkeepers, they had bread makers and artisans and craftsmen and just residents living there. And one of the residents there was an old lady. And one night, she just went out into the woods. And she went off into the woods in order to do some chore. And then in the woods, as she was strolling through doing her thing, she came across a hungry, savage wolf. This wolf just ran up to her and started growling. It just opened its big mouth, its teeth, its fangs, you could see them salivating. Its tongue was sticking out. It was snarling at her. It was ready to bite her. And this woman, she was terrified. She didn't know what she was going to do. A grown man could not fend off a wolf of that size and would be scared because of those sharp teeth. Nothing in your hands. You have no weapon. You have nothing to fight it off with. What do you do? It's right there. It's in your face. So what did she do? Well, she mustered some courage. She reached out her hand. She grabbed the wolf by the tongue, pulled the tongue out, took the wolf by the tongue, held it so tight that the wolf couldn't even do anything, couldn't bite down, and dragged that wolf all the way back to the village, where finally, when she got it back to the village, somebody was able to club it to death over the head. All the time, she was holding that wolf by the tongue. Kind of cool, huh? Well, what does this have to do with our topic, creating an extraordinary life? Well, I've been getting some comments on YouTube that I was looking at, and I was just thinking about more generally, you know, what is it really going to take? Because what I want for you guys, what gets me passionate about putting out these videos and just doing what I do, is not to give you a little boost and improvement in your life. I mean, sure, it's nice. I can give you a little tip, a little piece of advice, a little trick that will help you to, you know, get a better job, smoothen out that relationship, attract that girlfriend or boyfriend that you want, maybe improve your marriage, get your health a little bit better, or improve your psychology in some way, stop some of that negative thinking that you always go into. So we have tricks and tips for solving those little problems. And those are what I would call techniques. But what I really want you to buy into, and this is a problem, this is the idea of buying into something. You have to buy into the idea that you want to live your life big. It's kind of like an all or nothing thing. If you half-ass your life, you're gonna get a mediocre life. I hope you realize that. This is what I'm trying to drive home to you. And that's the reason that I use this example of the woman, the old woman with the wolf, is in that scenario, there was either two ways that was going to play out. One was that the wolf was going to maul her and it was going to eat her and there was nothing she was going to do about it. Two is that she could have gone full out, mustered the courage to get in there and grab that wolf by the tongue and not let go. Think about what that takes. This is not a piddly little commitment. This is a commitment that you're making to yourself, that you want to go full out. You're all in. You have to be all in. This is your life. You've only got one of them. This woman, she realized that if she was just going to gently move her hand towards the wolf, what was it going to do? It was going to bite it off. She either had to reach in there and grab it and hold on for life and never let go, or she was doomed. That's kind of what I'm trying to drive at you home here. I'm trying to drive this home for you, is that stop looking for the quick little solution. Stop looking for that little one tip or trick that's going to just make your life great. That's not how to create an extraordinary life. That is how to patch up a mediocre life and maintain mediocrity. So I see sometimes people posting like, well, that might be a little too hard to do. This thing here is not practical. This thing doesn't work. Da 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 da. Look, it works if you do it and you're committed to it. And many of the things that I'm sharing with you will not work if you half-ass it. And the important thing here for me is not to teach you a technique. It's not to give you a tip. I mean, that kind of draws you in. This channel or this video or this website, you might look at it and say, oh, okay, here's some quick little tricks that I can use to make myself feel a little happier, to make myself a little bit richer, to improve my health a little bit. And that's great. That will draw you in. But I also want to be real with you here, is that even though we can give you these little patches to your mediocre life, what we're really after here, my mission, is to transform your life, to revolutionize your life. I want you to be living an amazing life, all right? Something big. And you know what I'm talking about here. This is the kind of life that you envisioned for yourself at some point. Maybe when you were a kid, maybe in high school, maybe in college, maybe afterwards, maybe just a few years ago. And maybe now you've kind of forgotten about it. Because what tends to happen is that everyday life overwhelms us. And we are faced with business concerns, family concerns, money concerns, medical problems, relationship problems. All of this stuff comes up and it tends to take our focus away from the big picture. And what I have been thinking about lately is this idea, and I think this is so true, is that people who are struggling in their lives, people who do not have their lives together, and I'm just talking about even a baseline level, who do not have a baseline level of a good life. The reason that is not because they're thinking too big. It's because they're thinking too small. They think too small, and so they get what they think. They get a small life. And then they rationalize it to themselves by saying, well, if I thought big, that would be too ambitious. If I thought big, that would be too bold. If I thought big, that would be too idealistic. That doesn't work in the real world. Let me tell you, it does work. The reason you're saying that is because you're actually not living up to deeper issues that you need to resolve within your own ego. What you're not living up to is you're not living up to the courage that you need to go out there and to live an extraordinary life. This takes courage. If you had one element that could help you really succeed here, if I could wish for one thing for you to have personally, as a personal trait, I would say it's fearlessness. I want you to be fearless. I want you to be courageous, because all these things that I'm talking about, to have them function for you and to have them build up to the kind of life that you want, to even go and put yourself on a path towards building a big life, you have to have the courage to delve into that. That is not going to be something that is done overnight. That is not something that's going to be easy. You are going to have times when you are going to want to quit. You're going to have times when you're going to want to cry. You're going to have nights where you're just going to want to curl up on the couch in a fetal position and cry yourself to sleep. You're going to have nights like that. And you know what? That's okay. Because what you're after is you're after something bigger. What's really sad is living that kind of mediocre life that you're living right now. That is what's really sad. Working your ass off for something big and struggling through that, that's not sad. That is the glory of life. That is what grows you. That is what inspires you. That's what motivates you. And that's what motivates other people. When other people see you living this kind of life, when you see yourself living this kind of life, just imagine what kind of challenges you have now will just melt away. This is an interesting point, because a lot of times people that are stuck in a mediocre or even a really bad, frustrating, painful kind of life will say, well, I've got bigger fish to fry. I got to pay my mortgage. I've got very practical things to think about. I might lose my child in my divorce, so I need to really focus on that. I might lose my job, so I really need to focus on that. I've got serious medical problems, I got to focus on that. So some of these ideas that you're throwing at me are too far out there, right? They're a little bit too wishy-washy, a little bit too wishful thinking. Nothing could be further from the truth. What I'm throwing at you is extremely practical, but it's also not the way that you've been conditioned to think. And I do this on purpose, because this is a huge, huge, huge problem, is that growing up in our society, as we do, the way that we're raised with our parents, with our siblings, with the media that we're just bombarded with, the way we grow up is that we have these assumptions, and we don't even realize that we have them. And these assumptions suppress us. They keep us down. They keep us from really going out there and living our dream, giving our gifts to the world, unleashing our full potential. To do that takes something more. And I think you can realize this if you just think about it a little bit. People that go above and beyond, people that unleash their full potential, would you say those people are common or those people are rare? They're rare, right? It's not every day that you meet someone like that. And the reason is that you can say, I use this word with a little bit of caution, you can say that it's unnatural. It's unnatural in the sense that it's very much more easy to be lazy, to be complacent, to be mediocre, and just to do the things that are easy from society's standpoint, easy from the standpoint of growing up in our culture, and then just kind of rolling with the flow, not being very conscious, not being very ambitious, not being very deliberate, not setting something bigger for yourself and then working towards it, and then working on yourself along the way so you can stay on that path, realizing that this takes time, realizing that you're making an investment in yourself, and that is the deepest investment that you can make. There is no greater investment that you can make than in yourself, because from yourself stems everything else. Your relationships, your health, your money, your business, your creative output comes from you. So one of these assumptions that I'm getting at here is the assumption that life is dangerous, that life is scary. Sometimes we tend to grow up, and even as kids, you know, we grow up and our parents try to do the best they can to create kind of a safe little bubble for us as we're growing up. They try not to put too much on us. They try not to tell us shocking truths about the world, because they think that we need to be protected and they want to preserve that innocence. But even though that's going on, as kids, we're smart and we understand growing up that underlying all of that, there's just this general sense, this notion that somehow the world is dangerous, that somehow reality is harsh, and that will come and it will knock you down, it will beat you down. And as a result, what you have to do is you have to be very cautious, and you have to be conservative, and you have to be careful with the way that you conduct your affairs, with the way that you talk to other people. Make sure you don't upset them. Make sure you don't say anything rude and impolite. Make sure that you don't challenge the status quo. Whatever you do, don't question the religion in your church. Whatever you do, don't question the values of your society. Whatever you do, don't be that rabble-rouser at work who's questioning the direction of the company or the direction of management. Or at school, don't question the things that are going on at school. Don't question what your friends are doing. Don't question what your friends are pulling you in to do. We just have this assumption. It's very deep, this assumption. And what it prevents us from doing is it prevents us from reaching out and grabbing that wolf by the tongue. Imagine how you would live your life if you were fully conscious of the fact that your life will be over like that in a split second relative to the time of the universe, to the time of this planet. Your life is going to be over like that. A quarter of it a third of it, half of it, maybe two-thirds of it are already over. So what do you got left right now? You've probably got another, what, 20, 30, 40 years left? That's about it. Maybe 50 years if you really take care of your health. But many of you are not even doing that. That's all you got left. And what you're telling yourself, whether consciously or subconsciously, and I want you to find the points where you're telling yourself this, is you're telling yourself somewhere in your life that it's more safe to be conservative and to hold back than it is to go all out. You're not going all in, are you? I know you're not. You're definitely not. Because if you are, then you are scared. You are afraid. You're struggling. You're having a hard time. Because it's hard to do that. It's hard to go all in. It takes a lot of balls. It takes courage. But you know what? The even greater danger, the even greater risk, is to really not commit at all. And to live a lukewarm kind of life. A kind of life where you just hum along and then you peter out. And it's like a firework that failed to explode. And it just leaves you going, oh, well, I wish that went better. Where was the bang? Where was the spark? Where was the flash? It didn't happen. It just kind of sputtered, and then snuffed itself out and petered out. No big bang, no flash, nothing big, nothing meaningful, nothing significant with your life. It didn't happen. And you know why that is? That's because you're operating on this assumption and you're holding yourself back. I know you're holding yourself back because I know that after even doing years of work on myself, pushing myself as hard as I do, I'm still nowhere near to the level of development that I need to be at to be giving my full, giving my all. Nowhere near. Because I have too many fears that I'm not facing, too many limiting beliefs, too many assumptions that I'm buying into, all this horse shit that is keeping me back. And I'm tired of it. I don't want it. I want to live a kind of life where I'm giving it my all. And if it doesn't work, so what? So what? The thing that I would regret the most is to have not really tried, to have given it a half-ass attempt. How miserable will I be on my deathbed? How miserable will I be if that ends up being the case? You can only hope for a quick death at that point. Because there's going to be only one of two things that are going to happen. You're going to have either a quick death or you're going to have a slow, drawn-out death. A quick death would be something like dying in a plane crash or in a car accident. Bam! And you're gone. And you don't even have time to reflect or to think about what you did or did not do in life. And if you're living a mediocre kind of life, then you should wish that for yourself, because the alternative is going to be very, very bad. Here's what the alternative is going to be, is that you're going to go a little bit older, you're going to grow a little bit older, a little bit older, and you're not going to be quite as strong as you used to be, not quite as vital as you used to be, not quite as much energy as you used to have. All of a sudden, your brain is not going to work quite as well as it used to. Your health is going to start to deteriorate. You're going to start to become slow and hunchbacked. And then you're going to start to pull out of the world. You're going to stop creating. You're going to stop contributing. And slowly, you're going to decay like that. You're going to decay and decay and decay and decay. And as that's happening, you're going to see it happen to you. You're going to see it. And you're going to think back. And you're going to think about how wonderful the 20s were, how wonderful the 30s were, how wonderful the 40s and the 50s were. Even the 60s, how wonderful that time was, and how much you could have accomplished, and how big of a life you could have led if you had just taken that wolf by the tongue and committed full out. And you're going to see when you're 80 or 90 years old, lying there on your deathbed, or getting close, you're going to start to see, and the biggest thing you're going to tell yourself is, why was I so afraid? Why didn't I just go in, all in? I mean, so what? What would have happened? Yes, the world is not all rainbows and butterflies. There's real danger in the world. There's real problems you can get yourself into the world. But you know what the biggest problem is? It's not the most painful problem, but it's certainly the most prevalent problem right now in society, especially in first world countries. It's the problem of mediocrity. That is the real problem. The real danger is not that you're going to get attacked by burglars, or that someone is going to swindle you, or that you're going to lose all your money in the stock market, or that something bad is going to happen to your family, or that you're going to lose your prized possessions like your car and your house and your jewelry, or your iPhone, or you're going to lose that novel that you've been writing. Those are not the real dangers. The real danger is that you take no action at all. The real danger is that you listen to this video and then you go on and you say, that was nice, that was profound, that was inspiring. And then the next day, you do nothing at all. You go and you watch another video. And then the next day, you go and you watch another video. And then you watch some more television. And then you go do a little bit of shopping. And then you go to your work and you do your normal 9-to-5. And then you go and you do your standard routine in your relationship or in your marriage, and a standard thing with your family and with your kids. And that is how your life runs. And eventually, it runs into the ground and nothing happens. And what you're left with is you're left with regret and you're left with pain. Is that what you want for yourself? Ask yourself. This is the time. If not now, then when? Are you going to commit to transforming your life and to doing whatever it takes? Whatever it takes. Because I can guarantee you it's going to take everything you've got right now and more. It's going to take everything and more. And if you're not willing to put in that effort, if it's not worth it to you to put in the effort to live an extraordinary, excellent life where you are doing something meaningful for humanity, where you are giving your full potential, where you are being an excellent human being, where you are self-actualized, where you are mastering yourself, when you are creating things not just for you, but for the rest of the world and for your family and for your friends, then you're already dead. All right, this is Leo signing off. Please leave me your comments about this. Like this, share this with a friend, get somebody else joining our cause, creating an awesome life. And of course, check out actualized.org, where I'm committed to providing you with all the resources that you could possibly want to understand yourself and understand how life works so that you can move on and you can stay on track with this path. If you've been on this path before and you've fallen off track, I know how difficult that is. You know how difficult it is. So you know that you need a little bit extra push. You need a little bit extra motivation. Every little bit that you can get, every extra idea that you can get to keep you moving towards that ultimate goal that you've got, that extraordinary life. You want every possible chance of making it work. Because it's a tough road to hoe. And so we've got articles coming out, videos coming out, free bonuses, downloads, all sorts of awesome stuff at actualize.org. You can sign up to the newsletter there, where you're going to get immediately 2 free exclusive bonuses that you can't find anywhere else. You get a 19-part video series about how to bust through your top 19 limiting beliefs, specifically limiting beliefs about starting an awesome kind of life. So I talk about why people are not living an awesome kind of life in more depth. I'm talking about the 19 limiting beliefs that really hold them back. And I also give you quick practical ideas for how to start busting them right now. And then, of course, you can also sign up and you will get a chance to win 2 hours of free coaching. I'm a life coach. I like to do coaching and I like to give away 2 free hours every month to my subscribers. So go ahead and sign up